Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. You can check out old shows, links to all sorts of fun stuff. Our contact us button is there. You can send us notes and things you want us to do. Also, there's a upcoming events button where you can see all sorts of things that are coming up in the Old Pueblo and its surrounding area.
Right.
We ask you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And it's hashtag Fred and Jeff.
Why do you have to put the hashtag there?
I don't know. It's just because I felt like it.
I'm not much of a Twitter guy.
Neither am I. But we still do it.
Infrequently.
No, actually, I've been getting pretty regular. And actually, it's very nice because a lot of people are retweeting our posts. Our
really?
Our tweets.
Well, I'm going to start putting all kinds of stuff on there then.
Yeah, okay. So, this is the Fred and Jeff Show. And as usual in this portion of the show, we like talking about all the stuff coming up in the community. Something fun today, it actually ends today. If you want to take a nice little drive down to Sonoyta, is the 97th Annual Santa Cruz County Fair. And I'm sure there's like plenty of pie. Jeff, I know you like pie.
I love pie, Fred.
So you might be taking the kids down to eat pie in Santa Cruz County?
Potentially.
Potentially?
Potentially.
The Tucson Greek Festival is coming up.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of a hangover from last night's ball game. So I don't know how far I'll be driving.
Good for you, Jeff.
Yep.
Now, the Greek Festival's coming up, and that's actually, you'll be recovering from that for a few weeks afterwards.
Oh, yeah. So that's Ouzo and Opa and all that good stuff.
Yeah, September 20th through the 23rd at St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church over off of Fort Lowell, and I think around Mountain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go over there and have a spectacular time. Now, this is pretty cool. They used to have Shakespeare in the Park every summer.
Really?
Yeah, and over at Reed Park, and it got moved to Hemel Park.
Hemel Park.
And they have a smaller Shakespeare in the Park event now.
I wonder why that is.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's because we don't have as cultural of a community as we once did. Why would they have to downsize Shakespeare?
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the EU imploding. I have no idea.
Good point, Fred. Anyhow.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
But they're doing The Taming of the Shrew by Mr. Shakespeare, and that's the El Rio Theater Project, and that's over at Hemel Park. And they start on September 21st, and they go for about 3 weekends. So go enjoy some spectacular Shakespeare. Now, here's, Jeff, I know you love this, and I know that you hate admitting it, but the Tucson Roller Derby's inaugural game, Season 10 opener, is on September 26th. At their new facility, and it is featuring the Vice Squad versus the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses. I know you love those guys. I know you are there every single bout. You have all their autographs.
In spirit, Fred. I'm there in spirit.
You have their autographs tattooed down your arm.
No, I don't, but I wish I did.
And here's the last thing, and this is for Mom and Dad.
Wait. Don't gloss over the Truck Stop Furious Waitresses.
Okay, just stop pretending like you don't know the name.
Okay. You got to remind folks, we want to remind you out there that these gals, is it good family fun, but they are raising money for local charities.
And this month is the Tucson Community Food Bank.
Perfect.
Yeah, so they do that every single month when they're in season. They're raising money for somebody in this community.
Yeah, so good times and giving back to the community.
And that's right. And as I said before, they're at their new digs, the Tucson Roller Derby Rec House.
Oh, no, you didn't say that before.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't give the address.
Okay, go ahead.
Which I'm about to do.
We're going to play this over, and I'm going to listen. And you did not say that they're new digs.
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
All right, well, listen. I mean, what are you doing at the show? Listening to Fred say what he said. So it's at 1145 East Valencia Road. So visit the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses.
Oh, they're not at the Bookman's
Event Center. No, they move.
Oh.
They now have their own. They own the facility.
It's
their gig now.
So they can give more back to the community.
Even more.
Outstanding.
Right.
Outstanding.
And the last thing we want to talk about is the 5th annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party being held by the Angel Charities Men's Club. We always, you know, we talk about the Angel Charity for Children, and it's an organization of women who come together and raise money.
Tons of money for various
children's activities. But I guess the husbands got bored at staying at home, so they started this poker game. So it's the Angel Charity Men's Club, and they're presenting the 5th Annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party, and that's on October 12th, 2012.
Perfect.
So get your tickets for that, or get your space for that. Now, this is something we talked about. We had these guests on a couple weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago, the Bug People, the Snorin Arthropod Studies Institute, or SASI, as we like to call them. And every month, except for December, they have a potluck and a bug fest. And in studio with us today is, Mary Starr, who was in studio with us a couple months ago talking about the Bees and Big Caterpillars event coming up this month. Mm-hmm. So you need to talk to me now, Mary.
Okay. Let's see, at 9, from 9:15 to 10:15, we've got a nature walk, and it's featuring September arthropods. We'll walk around the SASI headquarters in beautiful Tucson Mountain Park to see what the rains have brought out after the summer. And then from 10:30 to 11:30, we'll be doing beautiful bees, Jillian Cowles. She's a naturalist and a photographer, and she'll be talking all about bees. From 12 to 1, there'll be a potluck, and you can bring a dish to share. But if you don't bring something, that's okay. We'll feed you anyway. From 1 to 2 p.m. will be a live arthropod presentation. Emily Francis and John Rhodes will show arthropods from the SASI collections. And featured this month are butterfly caterpillars, a big new centipede, walking sticks, and lubber grasshoppers. From 2 to 3 p.m., we've got our workshop, which is raising a big, cute caterpillar as a pet. These are going to be a tobacco longworms. And we'll provide everything everybody needs to make their own habitat and raise a big, beautiful caterpillar from an egg or a hatchling. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. I'm serious. Let's go right now. That does. It sounds like fun. And it's really a program for kids.
It is. It's the kids love it. And also the adults who may not like insects or think they don't like insects, they get to learn a little bit more about the insects, the share.
And why they're good for the community.
Exactly.
Why they keep the bad bugs away. The good guys keep the bad guys away.
Right.
Cool. When is it again?
And this is September 22nd. Next weekend, a Saturday. And the gates open at in Gates Pass at 9 a.m. The exact address is 7798 West Gates Pass. We're just maybe a quarter mile east of the intersection of Gates Pass and Kinney Road.
And do folks have to call to RSVP if they want to attend, or can they just show up?
They can, or they can just show up if they want to check out our website. That's the best course of action.
And that would be?
www.sassyonline.org.
Very good. All right.
All right. So thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
And that's the community calendar for this Friend Jeff Show this wonderful Sunday morning. So, folks, stick around. We got a great show in store for you. We'll be right back.
Don't be concerned. Will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Cross my dream. The nets of wonder. Chase the bright. Echoes softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so awesome.
I love that pause. It's almost Batman-esque, you know? Almost Robin. We're going to have to figure out where the Joker went to.
I was going for more.
Adam West.
I was going for more of a William Shatner.
Ooh, that could have been a good William Shatner. That must have been something about the 60s and how the main guys would, you know, have those dramatic pauses, Fred.
Well, they had to fill airtime. TV was a new medium, and they didn't have a whole lot of content.
A new medium. That's beautiful.
So visit us at fredandjeff.com. You can check out all of our old programs. See pictures of people in the studio. And actually...
Action shots, right?
Yeah, action shots of you laying down across the table.
Did you put that on the website?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're a jackass. Can I say that on the air? No, I did.
We may have it edited out later.
Really? Oh, man. Oh. Sorry, folks. Every once in a while, the brothers get under each other's skin.
No, but last week, you posed.
Oh, yeah, we were in the studio next door because they were re-outfitting this studio for the John Justice television debut.
Yeah, so you were in the ESPN studio lounging.
Yeah, I was lounging with our friends Jonathan from the Cork and Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago. That was good times.
Yeah, it was. So check out the picture of Jeff being a loaf. I mean...
All right, Fred, I'll get you back.
And let's see, follow us on Facebook. And actually, we should announce that we're going to have another Facebook contest for people who are liking us. We gave away passes to the Sky Center at Mount Lemmon, some tickets to the Fox for a concert.
Sushi, on a roll sushi.
That wasn't a good sushi miming thing you were doing.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, that's rice bowl.
So, yeah, sushi. And we gave a bunch of other stuff in that package. But anyways...
That's dead air, Fred.
Yeah, there's dead air. So we are going to have another contest. So if you like us on Facebook, in the next couple, 60 days or so...
Oh, yeah, we got tickets to the Arizona Theater Company to give away.
Yeah,
we got all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, roses from Mayfield Florist, food from 1702.
1702 craft beer, yeah.
Yeah, so like us on Facebook. You will satisfy our insecurities, and then also follow us on Twitter.
One of our insecurities.
Well, I have my insecurities.
300, I feel really good.
We need about 1,000.
Oh, jeez, you really are insecure. So who are our guests today, Fred?
Well, gosh, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we just pull somebody off the street. No.
Really?
No, we are blessed to have folks from the Arizona Underground Film Festival, David Pike and Wendy Van Leuveren from the festival. This is the fifth annual festival, and we're very excited about having it and seeing all the shows coming up. So welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us on this lovely Sunday morning, Fred and Jeff.
Thank you, Wendy. Wow, the spokesperson for the show. Very nice. Yeah. All right. So, David, you started this festival, right?
Yeah. It's now on our fifth year.
What was the genesis?
Well, I've always been a huge fan of movies. I'm a filmmaker myself. I especially like cult films, films that are a little bit more different than what you see at the multiplex.
And so give me an idea of a good cult film.
They're normally, honestly, they're films that stand the test of time. So they're films that sometimes can be a little more racier, can be whatever. Usually the conversation starters. A lot of times they deal with like horror themes, or they kind of deal with just themes that aren't really widely accepted per se. In a lot of ways, they are. I mean, there are horror films out there that are such and such. But we want to play films that are on a little bit of a smaller budget.
Now, wait a second. You didn't answer my question. Mm-hmm. Give me the name of a cult film.
Of a cult film?
Yeah. So a minute ago, you said you really liked cult films.
Yeah.
Give me the name of a good cult film.
Okay. So a great cult film, great example, is actually what we're playing at the festival this year. It's called The Wraith. Yes, it was filmed entirely in Tucson.
Yes, I remember The Wraith.
Charlie Sheen, Randy Quaid. So when that initially came out,
didn't someone die in the making of The Wraith?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Did someone's car crash? Is The Wraith about cars?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's about a car that comes back for revenge.
Yeah, I think someone, a stuntman, died in the making of The Wraith.
You could be right.
I could be wrong. Huh? But, you know, let's just go with it.
Yeah. So when that came out, it didn't make, you know, a lot of money. It didn't do very well. The reviews are very so-so. But over time, it became something of a treasure to many, many, many people.
Kind of like Big Trouble in Little China.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And both of those are pretty much almost considered cult films. Because it's something that comes out that people can find something in there that is, like, great, awesome, they hold on to it, and it stands the test of time. And so basically, we want to kind of create a festival that's more like that. This has also been happening all across the country. Chicago has one, Chicago Underground, Boston Underground. So we're really not alone. I felt Arizona really needed to have one. So
very cool. So 5 years ago, what was the headliner?
Ooh,
or do you have headliners?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, the opening night film and the first film we played was this movie called Altamont Now. It was basically, it's actually still one of my favorite films.
Post Rolling Stone?
Yes. It was about a kid who was born during the Altamont Rolling Stone concert and grew up, and he wanted to, like, threaten the world. He's in a nuclear silo, and he's surrounded himself with a bunch of, like, odd characters or whatever, and it still remains one of my favorite films at the festival. And I was glad that it was the opening film, and I'm glad that we played it. And it's been kind of our staple film to follow with the rest of the films.
That's very cool. So you guys don't play new films?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
So how does a new film get a cult status?
Well, wait a second. Let's go back, take a step back.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, we need to. Because
I'm very curious now.
It's not the Arizona Cult Film Festival. It's the Arizona Underground Film Festival, which cult is probably a sub-genre.
Yes. Yes.
So what is the broad definition of an underground film?
I hate it
film?
When Fred blocks my rabbit holes.
Underground film. It's hard to define. It's very broad. Underground film tends to push the boundaries a little bit of filmmaking, whether thematically or stylistically. Art house films is art one way to describe it. It's actually a kind of a controversial topic that was recently discussed on badlit.com.
Yeah, there's a while ago, there was a bunch of festival directors from all around the world, because there's underground film festivals all around the world. They came together and said, what is considered a great underground film? What is considered underground to you? So many different festival directors were like, okay, I consider this, not romantic comedies. But then back, Chicago Underground was like, but I did play romantic comedy last year.
Which was the romantic comedy they played?
Sandman.
I don't remember the
Sandman.
Well, we did, but no, Chicago played one last year, and they were like, we did, though.
Right.
And that got people talking. And so, so basically, what is considered underground? I consider being more independent, being different, being a little more fringy on the edgy filmmaking side. And that's what the films we want to see, and that's the films we expect.
So is this Coen Brothers before True Grit kind of film?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Coen Brothers would totally fit in the vest.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you'd give the hi-hat to anybody else that wasn't Coen Brothers reference, by the way. Give me the hi-hat. Yeah. Fred probably didn't get that one. Well, that's cool. So these are not films that are readily recognized then. I mean, a small group of people would say, oh, yeah, you know, Big Trouble in Little China or any of those kind of movies. Oh, I love that movie, and I haven't seen it since 1982 when it first came out.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of movies you guys are showing.
It is, it is. And a lot, what happens is that, you know, people grew up watching those movies. I did. I'm a huge fan. So what happens is the filmmakers nowadays, they say, you know, I want to make a movie like that. You know, I want to make a movie that's so crazy out there, oddball, but so good to watch. People will love it. People will talk about it. Great acting, great script, great music. Everything works.
Royal Tenenbaums.
You know, Royal Tenenbaums, whatever, and it gets made, and we want to play those movies.
That's awesome.
And these are all new movies. A lot of these movies haven't got picked up for distribution. We got two movies from Sundance this year. We have like five from South by Southwest.
Okay, so
we got some from Tribeca.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody that we've talked to in this studio, whether it's the people in Tucson trying to make movies, or it's the people that are showing movies like the Arizona International Film Festival.
Yes.
Everyone references Sundance. So Sundance is it's like the mecca of new movies coming out, or it's the mecca of underground movies coming out. How does that?
It's
independent.
Independent, but it's to a lot of people, it's already sold out years and years ago.
But you reference Sundance as kind of it's like a badge of honor.
Every so often, they play something that is just great, and we pick it up, and we're happy we pick it up. But what happens is, as you know, is that when you attach the name Sundance or whatever, a lot more people, their ears will perk up a little
more. Got it.
So it's definitely something, but we don't do it every year. Last year, we didn't have a Sundance movie.
And then who was the other two? You said Tribeca and...
And South by Southwest. We get a lot of South by Southwest movies.
And what's South by Southwest?
It's also the Mecca, but in Texas, it's in Austin, and it's a huge festival, and it's gigantic. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. That's very cool. So... Goats. Have you guys heard of the movie Goats?
Yes, we definitely did.
Would the movie Goats be something that you guys would play?
Yeah, through? I mean, we would look into it, definitely. It already got picked up for distribution. It's already out there. It's going to be, I guess it's already on a VOD and DVD.
It's actually just finished its run at The Loft.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Okay, and I just referenced that because that's another local, a local movie that people are starting to become familiar with.
Yeah.
That was kind of real grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, interesting. So, we got about a minute and a half left, and I just want to ask you, where are you from?
Tucson.
You're born and raised?
No, I was actually born in Phoenix, raised here, lived in Seattle for a little while. But yeah.
And what did you learn in Seattle?
I learned a lot.
How to make movies?
Well, it's more or less when you're coming from a smaller city to a bigger city, you kind of understand how things work differently over there. And in a way, I kind of brought a lot of things back with me. Like, I started a festival, I started a lot of other things. I mean, notice how small Tucson is, but how much more there can be offered here in town.
Absolutely.
You know, but before I left, I didn't think about that. But when you get back, you see that you can really give Tucson a lot more. So
good for you.
So yeah,
Were you involved with the? Was there an underground film festival in Seattle you were involved in?
No. I was involved in film. I was involved in music writing, and I was involved in a lot of other arts sort of stuff. But I just saw how things worked.
That's very cool. Yeah, so you took that and brought it back to town.
Yeah, definitely.
Good for you.
Yep.
We got a minute left. Is there a big sponsor you want to say thank you to right now, or you want to wait till the end of the show?
I'll wait till the end.
Okay. So, folks, we've got a ton more to talk about. Stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show. And please, just if I may say, please like us on Facebook, because Fred really is going through some tough times right now. He needs you to like us on Facebook. Fred and Jeff, Facebook, thank you so much.
It's facebook.com/TheFredAndJeffShow.
How would I know that you memorized that address?
I don't know.
www.facebook.com.
No, you don't have to say WWE.
I know. I was kind of teasing our prior guest.
Oh, okay.
But you know, you can all really tell where someone's from when they say WWW. You know that, right?
No.
Because it's either WWW or WWW. All right, I'm just teasing you. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. So enjoy the news. As Congress Street opens and construction slows down, it's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown. You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums. Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown. Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown. See more at Tucson. See more at going down on Tucson.org. See more at downtowntucson.org. What a cheese.
Well, you know, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my dubious brother, Jeff.
Dubious. I thought you were going to say intrepid.
No, dubious.
Hola, Tucson. How are you doing this fabulous, fabulous Sunday morning?
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Gosh darn wonderful.
So visit us at friendjeff.com. Follow us on something on Twitter and like us on Facebook.
Jesus.
And, you know, I will be tweeting in the next few. Actually, I tweeted earlier and I'll tweet again. We'll see what happens. See if I get retweeted.
Way to go, Mr. Tweeter.
So in studio with us is David Pike and Wendy Van Luveren from the Arizona Underground Film Festival. Welcome again, guys.
Thank you.
And we're talking film. And before the break, we were talking about... what we were talking about. my attention span is so short.
It's because you're over there goofing around with all your technology.
In front of me, I have the program guide for the festival.
Okay, really, what
I
happened?
I have my droid, and I have notes. That's all I have. All right. Camera.
All right. We were talking to David about films and...
Like underground films.
Yes, Fred. No, it is a festival.
We're talking about that today.
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
So... you were telling us about being, you know, how you moved to Seattle,
mm-hmm.
kind of got involved in the culture in Seattle, and yep. came back to Tucson and thought, hey, why don't I bring this cool idea to Tucson?
Yeah.
We've got the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, not as much an idea. I mean, it's also, you know, I do a lot of this stuff. I do, like, Kung Fu Double Feature at the Screening Room. And I've learned that... that's it for Arizona. There's no Kung Fu Double Feature in Arizona.
Now, what do you mean you do it? You mean you put it on?
I put it on. I play two Kung Fu movies once a month on a Saturday at the Screening Room.
And is it well attended?
Yeah. We get good crowds. We get great crowds because that's it. I mean, there's no other Kung Fu Double Feature in the state of Arizona.
I got to tell you something.
You know?
So, there's so much stuff going on in this community, and I've seen that and have never been able to make it down just because I got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Just to know that we have a Kung Fu Double Feature in Tucson just warms my heart. So sweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, now, so how did you and Winnie get together? How did you two get connected with this feature?
Well, I've known her for a while, for several, several years. And so I was, last year, I had the idea of doing an art show before the festival. And I was like, who do I know that would be really, really good and kind of getting this thing together? And I was like, Wendy. I know Wendy. And so I brought her on board last year, and she was amazing. She was doing tons of stuff for the fest. She wasn't just doing that. She was doing a zillion things. And so since then, she's been on board. So, yeah. So,
all right, Wendy, where are you from?
So I was originally born and raised in the Netherlands. So,
and what brought you to Tucson?
Oh, long story. I'm a pseudo-military brat. My stepfather was in the military, and so I just traveled all over.
And you ended up in town.
I did, yes.
Very cool. And what do you do?
I'm here to stay. I love Tucson.
That's nice to hear. What do you do for your day job? Well, I mean,
so
what do you do for a living?
I'm an account executive for Nuance Media, and I'm also a photographer.
All right.
For Lovesmack Studios, so.
And so you guys are collaborating on this project. And David, you said that earlier that 500 films were submitted to be in the show.
Yes.
So let me go back to my original question about Sundance and Tribeca. If are those directors of those movies, they know about this Underground Film Festival, they send you a letter saying, hey, I'd like you to screen my movie in your festival, or do you go after them?
Some yes, some no.
Okay.
You know, honestly, I'm happy when a lot of, like, really, really big movies get in touch with us and want to do this stuff. We have a world premiere of a film playing. I'll get to that a little bit later. But we sometimes will like a film, like L. L is from Greece, and it played Sundance. It was a world premiere, and I was like, we got to play this. This fits the fest. Everything about L fits the fest.
How did you know about L?
I look at festivals all the time. That's what I do. It's actually part of my job. Normally, I work at Brink, and basically what I do is I work at the DVD end of the company. So I search for films to distribute. So it's just part of my job to look at films all the time. So I look at festivals and I look around and I see films.
You're a little too far out of your job.
So, yeah.
That's right.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So you've got. I'm sitting here looking at your brochure. And there's so many questions I want to ask you. You've got, how many films are you going to screen?
I think about 24 features and about 40 shorts.
And where are you going to screen them all?
The screening room mostly, except for two features will be at Crossroads.
Okay. So. And which two are going to be at Crossroads?
Bones Brigade will be at Crossroads, which is a documentary, a skateboarding documentary that actually did premiere at Sundance as well. It's been actually getting one of the best talk as far as one of the best documentaries to come out this year. And also, the week after that will be The Wraith, which was filmed entirely in Tucson in the 80s. And we're doing a retro screening. We've never done a retro screening before. And the director, Mike Marvin's going to come out to do a Q&A. He hasn't been back to Tucson since.
That'd be amazing.
Since the director, since he actually filmed the movie. So he's very happy to come back, look at Tucson again, and, answer some Q&As. So, yeah.
That's very cool. And you gave me a copy of your program, the program guide. And I just want to go, your web address is azuff.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all this stuff in the program guide is at azuff, Underground Film Festival, obviously, .com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's talk about some of these shows. Let's talk about some of these movies. Because you're kicking off Friday the 21st with The Legend of Casper Hauser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this movie.
Okay, so for Vincent Gallo fans, it's a Vincent Gallo film. And he, every time he gets on into a movie, he really kind of dominates his presence on a film. And this time he plays two characters. He plays the pusher and a sheriff. It's almost kind of a retelling of a 70s film. Oh, man, I lost the name of the director on top of my head. But it's a dark comedy. It's also very much of an experimental film in a way, and it's from Italy. So it's gotten great reviews. I love the film. It's opening our fest. We're very, very happy. It's the Arizona premiere, so it'll be the first people in Arizona to check this movie out.
Cool.
So,
and when was it made? 2012?
It was made just recently, yeah. Yeah. All of our films are pretty much made in the past year or two. So
that's great. One of the editorials you have here says Casper Hauser is trippy, ludicrous, and essential.
Mm-hmm. I like essential cinema.
Essential
so anybody
cinema.
Who knows about essential cinema, it's something it's kind of important to watch.
Okay,
so,
Fred, do you know about essential cinema? Apparently not.
Can you hum a note?
What's essential cinema? It's just movies you got to see,
yeah, it's
right?
Movies you got to see. If you're a film nut, you got to watch them. You know,
cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool. And then Saturday, you guys are heading into 4 o'clock, you've got 4 p.m. or mm-hmm. 4, I guess the movie's called 4 p.m.
No, it's actually Missing Pieces at Missing. 4.
At 4 p.m. Oh, Missing Pieces. Missing Tell us pieces. A little about
yeah.
this guy.
That one's, it's also an Arizona premiere. It's got, if anybody's a fan of, Sons of Anarchy, it's got, what was it, the Boone Jr. in there? And also, yeah, it's a great film. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, you got
it's, a little,
it.
It's a little bit more on the dramatic side. It's not, you know, but yeah, it's, I think it's gonna have people talking
Mark
afterwards.
Boone Jr., yeah.
Mark Boone Jr., yeah.
Very cool. Then the exhibition, so you've got three films playing on Saturday.
Yeah, exhibition's actually world premiere. It's from New York, and they were like, we would like this to play in your fest.
That's very
and
cool.
And we'd like to world premiere it at your film festival. And we were like, all right, let's take a look at it. We took a look at the film, and we loved it. We're like, yes, let's play it.
So, okay, so well, that brings up a good question. Fred and I have a movie.
Really?
We do. Fred and I have a movie. We it's called The Kleenex. And Fred...
Oh, actually, that was my movie.
Yeah, but I'm pushing it, Fred. So no, it's our movie.
So you can
go ahead. You can tell them all about your movie, The Kleenex.
Go for it.
I'm just teasing. We don't have a movie. But if we did...
No, uh-huh. Don't you remember the movie that... We shot.
I brought it up.
Yeah.
You shot. Okay, here's the.
It's 8mm.
8mm movie.
Really?
Fred in a.
We're at Mission Beach.
Mission Beach in San Diego.
Nice.
Following a Kleenex blowing around on the beach. And with a narrative.
And it was before the Red Balloon, but it was that style.
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh.
So he was perfect. way
yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, you were.
You know, we'd like that to premiere at your festival next year.
Love to have it.
Okay, there you go, Fred. Right
there you go.
Somehow you've got to find that movie, The Kleenex, and it will come. I'd like to see it again. We should put that on YouTube on the Fred and Jeff Show website.
Yeah, we should.
The Kleenex.
You know, I
that'd be fun, actually.
I actually want to spend a lot of time the rest of the show talking about some of these movies because just saying, you know, listing them off, this is something that I think people enjoy is hearing someone who's passionate about something mm-hmm. really explaining what they're talking about. And some of these movies, we just can't glance over them. I mean, these are some great films coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So after the mm-hmm. break, we're going to be talking about the movies. We're going to talk about the sponsors of the event and how people can participate.
Absolutely. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, fivestartermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Our
Star Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ron Satterby with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona
so gosh darn wonderful.
Awesome.
Yes.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us at Facebook. And we're here with David Pike and Wendy Van Louveren from the Arizona Underground Film Festival. And before the break, we were talking about some of the films. But I was going to ask David, what do you think is going to be the most provocative film in this festival? And earlier we were talking about Underground being sort of testing the limits thematically, you know, people's comfort zones, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think?
We really did that last year with a movie we played called The Bunny Game. It was a film that actually got banned in the UK. Flat out banned. They didn't even like say what to cut from it. So this year,
why did it get banned?
I can't explain why, but just Google it and you'll read up and find it. But yeah, it was as bad as it gets. We had a strict policy of 18 and over on that one.
And what's it called? The Bunny Game?
The Bunny Game.
Yeah. I actually couldn't watch that one.
Yeah, she couldn't even see it. So it was, but this year we've been a little better. But we still have provocative stuff. We have basically Dan Land is a movie about a guy who's in the porn business trying to basically find true love. How do you find true love when you're a producer of porn movies?
That's a good question.
And then the other one is Stage Brother, which the director's coming out for, which is Saturday the 17th at 10 p.m. His sister actually wants to be in Playboy and wants to start getting into the adult film industry. And so what he decides to do is he decides to become her manager. So he decides to make a documentary and film the whole thing of her trying to get into the business. And it's going to be something that people are definitely going to talk about afterwards.
Wow.
And the filmmaker is going to be there, so it's going to be great, great conversations for the Q&A afterwards. I think that's one of the most, definitely provocative little movies we're definitely playing this year.
And what do you think is going to be, what'll get the most laughs? Because you've got a lot of comedies.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of comedies.
I mean, you've got
a little bit
girl.
Zombie, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit zombie will definitely be the most laughs.
All right, so, tell us about a little bit zombie.
It's a horror comedy, but it's more on, it's not as like gory as people would think. It's actually a little less gory than Shaun of the Dead, but it still has its zombie attitude and zombiness that people love. But definitely it's a comedy and it's actually my favorites at the fest.
All right, tell me about this movie Ghosts with X Jobs. I can't say the word on air, but Ghosts with Bad Jobs.
Yeah. It's a film. That's a little bit more controversial, but it's gotten some great reviews. It's played at some great festivals, and basically it's about like China took over North America. This is actually from Canada. So if it took over North America and they put people to work in the future, what would jobs be like in the future? You know, and so there's a woman walking around who's walking advertising. She goes on dates and just advertises things or whatever. And there's a guy who goes around like covering over, like advertising with, you know, certain things with, you know, a blurry. It takes place, 2014 and takes place in Toronto, Canada. But it's exactly like, you know, through the eyes of like a Chinese reality TV show. So yeah, it's a very interesting film, but it's also very, very funny.
Are a lot of the films in subtitles?
Oh, no. But
yeah,
some are.
The Canadian subtitles? No.
Good point, Fred. But I was getting back to the Italian movie that we talked about earlier. So, you know, because I know my wife and I go to a movie and it's in subtitles. We're both like, oh, man, do I really have to work that hard?
Yeah, no, honestly, Legend of Caspar Hauer is not that subtitled. Because Vincent Gallo speaks English throughout the whole film.
Perfect.
But some people do speak Italian, so it needs to be subtitled. So, yeah.
So, and you're a director, too, in your free time.
Yeah, I try to be.
And you've done some movies.
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about that.
I did Red Door a few years ago. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Tiffany Shepis. Tiffany Shepis lived in town for a while.
She's like a mega star in the,
yeah,
the Scream Queen.
Yes, she was in Red Door. And so that was my first kind of foray into the short film area. It was 34 minutes. Played the Loft, played a bunch of other places. Actually played the Cannes Short Film Corner. Well, Con is how they say it. But yeah, so basically, Red Door did great. It got great reviews. It did really well. And I took some time off because I was doing the fest, and I just did another one called If It Kills You that played at the Arizona International Film Festival in April. And since then, I played the Phoenix Comic Con and...
The Phoenix Comic Con?
Yeah.
So it's a movie about a comic book person?
It's a story about a girl, a street girl, who realizes one day that she thinks she has superpowers because she has a troubled life. She's trying to get over her life. So... it's in a way that's her escape. She's sick of how things are, but her escape is this. So by the end, does she really have them or not? I kind of leave it open ended, but it's the 9 minutes short. We filmed it, we shot it, we're very happy with it.
So, yeah. That's cool. So if people want to see these shorts that you've done, where can they see them at?
They really can't. No.
Well, what's the point? Come on,
Over, bring some popcorn and beer.
I'm going to show you. So instead of showing the family trip from this summer, you're going to show the shirt you made.
Yeah. Well, I'm against putting anything online of mine. It's just how it is. If somebody wants a copy, they have to come and ask me. I'll give it to them.
Well, why is that?
I just don't believe my work should be up there. I'm just that sort of director.
But you don't believe it should be online because you don't think it's good enough, or you think it's too good, or you want to get paid, or
no, I don't ask for my. If somebody wants a copy, I'll burn them a copy. It's not, I don't charge. I just believe they should be watching it on their TV screens or whatever. So yeah,
interesting.
You know? Yeah.
So if you burn me a copy and I put it on the Fred and Jeff website, you
wouldn't
like it. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Someday I've been looking at it. Someday somebody said you should, and I was like, maybe someday, but not right now. So yeah.
Wow, you're like the antithesis of someone that directs movies, because those people are such publicity hounds.
Right.
I know.
Right.
Looking
I know.
To get their product out there to fund the next deal.
I believe mine should be played in theaters or on TV screens in your home, so that's
I'm a big fan of seeing film on the big screen.
I know. Yeah,
that's that's the best way to see it, no question.
Yep.
But still, I mean, that's
I've had several screens. Bookman's actually had a screening of it about a year ago. In their store, and I was happy to do that. So, I mean, whenever it pops up again, I advertise it and say, hey, come out. So,
well, you're running this festival, right?
Yes.
So you could carve out 9 minutes of time to put that in there?
I could, but it's not fair to the other directors. And,
it's 9 minutes. It's like showing a Bugs Bunny before, something.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not fair. So, yeah, because everything's juried. We go through a process with people.
Okay, so you're giving away awards.
Staff. Yeah, we give away awards. We actually have a staff who watches them and say, hey, including I like me. This, and they go, I didn't like that. It goes through those, and to have it for my own almost feels like it's cheating.
So, Wendy, you got to see all 500?
No, not all 500. I do not have the time for that.
Who watched the most?
I don't know. We have a staff, so we spread them out.
I have too many jobs. I watched about 30 or 40.
Wow, that's a lot of movies. Yeah. That's a lot of movies.
I think I went through about 75.
So who won last year's?
We have a huge list online of all the award winners. But yeah, off the top of my head,
it's for drama, for comedy, so you have a whole
experimental.
So we do shorts, we do horror documentaries, experimentals, narratives, which are dramas, animation, and exploitation.
Exploitation. We were the first festival in the world, actually.
Yes, we were the first film festival to have an exploitation.
What does that mean, exploitation?
He always looks at me for the definition.
I went online between breaks and looked up the bunny game. Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel.
Right, but there are different sorts of exploitation. Like in 1975, 1972 to 75 was black exploitation film. So it's not necessarily exploiting African American people, mostly directing it to that audience, suppose, is what that would mean.
Basically, concentrating it's on one subject matter.
Right.
Like a few years ago, we did a nunsploitation.
Right,
then last year we did biker exploitation, and this year we have is a Nazi exploitation. So it's a 25th Reich. So yeah, we're North America premiere of it. It's an Australian film. So yeah,
those nutty Australians.
Yes.
Right, there is exploitation as well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
There's a film here called I Want My Name Back. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, it's about the Sugar Hill Gang. So what happened was that. After a while, they lost their names. The record labels took them back.
Tell us who the group is.
The Sugar Hill Gang was the first group to get it, number one on the pop charts or whatever with their rap songs. So they're first considered rap pioneers.
Master
G, Wonder Mike, they lost their name. Somebody took it, and somebody said, we're Sugar Hill Gang. It was from the record label, and then it's like, hey, you guys are not the Sugar Hill Gang. So this documentary is about them trying to take their name back, saying, we are the Sugar Hill Gang. You guys aren't. And the battle that happened between it. And what happened? Did they get their name back?
Well, you got to watch the movie.
Was a Sundance. It was a actually South by Southwest favorite. So, yeah.
That's very cool. You guys are all over the place. It's awesome. It's awesome. And the fact that, you know, earlier we talked about cult movies, and we've talked about comedies and dramas, and you've got all of these great, cool, fun movies. You only have one problem. How many people does the screening room fit?
It's about 135. So basically,
so you've got to get in quick.
Yeah, yeah.
To be able to attend this festival.
It makes it more exclusive, though. That's what I like about this.
No, okay. The intimacy of that is
yeah.
No. I'm not saying it's
makes
a bad
it,
thing.
No, it makes
what
it
I'm saying
great,
is you've got a phenomenal lineup here, and only 100. Now, you have multiple shows per day. If I buy a ticket for the first show, you're kicking me out, and I got to buy a ticket for the second show.
Yeah,
or if I buy it,
do yeah. But we actually have we have a festival pass, so somebody can buy a festival pass,
okay,
which allows them to all the movies for free, and then you go ahead and get it. We're doing a little zine as well that accompanies this. You get that for free. It has interviews of some directors, some past years, and whatever else and stuff. You get a free sticker. You get a lot of stuff with the pass. So it's actually a pretty good deal.
Drinks at the after parties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks at the after parties.
Oh, yeah. How much is the festival pass got?
The festival pass is $65 online or $67 at the door.
Okay, so. We have no time left. $65 online, and it's azuff.com. Folks, go there because obviously there's only 135 seats to this event. Be first in line to go because the lineup is phenomenal. Can I transfer the pass? If I buy the pass and can only see three movies, can I give it to Fred to see three more?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool, too.
Yeah, as long as you got the pass.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us about your festival. Thanks for doing it. We wish you huge success because it looks just phenomenal. And thanks, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We do have a dozen roses from Mayfield's Florist.
First person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com.
We'll give it away. And, folks, we'll see you next week here on the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.